When you have a local regional carrier that is promoting their score, it's causing a higher level of engagement. In fact, when we see a score next to, say, a quote, or it's creating a 12x increase in overall engagement.
Welcome to the Insurance Innovators Unscripted, the show dedicated to innovation in the insurance industry. Each episode, you'll get a dose of thought leadership from the industry's top business minds, influencers, innovators, and executive leaders. If you want to transform your corner of the industry and exchange innovative ideas, you need to subscribe to this podcast. Now here's your host, Abel Travis.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Insurance Innovators Unscripted podcast, where we dedicate our discussion to insurance innovation. So this past week, I had the opportunity to visit and speak at the Digital Insurance Data and Analytics Conference in New York. And, you know, I love having the opportunity to get out there to speak to everyone, but also to hear what everyone is experiencing as they're going along this journey of transformation and innovation. Now, you know, one of the questions that I got and that we got on the panel was really about, you know, how do you sell a data and analytics capability to your organization? And you know my thought around trying to sell a technology capability to an organization, it's you really don't. You know, what you really do is you understand what the business need is, and if the data and analytics capability is what's going to get you to that end goal in terms of the business need, then you drive leveraging the data and analytics capability to help to formulate and to accomplish that business need. Otherwise, you know, you could potentially be a hammer with that's trying to find a nail in regards to, you know, solving a capability starting with technology. So you probably heard me say this a million times on this podcast, but you never start with technology. You always start with the business need. And then typically, you know, if you can find the right technology or the right capabilities to solve that business need, then it will tend to sell itself to the enterprise if it's providing that value. So, you know, I also have a repeat guest on this podcast, and that's Todd from ClearSurance. I don't know if you all remember him from last year on some earlier episodes, but, you know, we had the chance to talk about where ClearSurance was. And you know, on this episode, we are going to talk about where they are now in their evolution and a lot of the partnerships that they're engaging with as we speak. So, you know, before we jump in, I do want to recognize the sponsor of this episode of the podcast, and that's Vortex Legal.
Innovation in the insurance field is exciting, and Vortex Legal is a unique and proven solution to help improve a company's loss ratio by substantially reducing legal expenses. Their nationwide network of local attorneys attend the voluminous and routine and predictable hearings for a flat rate, not an hourly rate. So Vortex Legal's solution works with both staff counsel offices as well as outside law firms. They've saved many carriers millions of dollars. So if you want to learn more, just contact Jonathan Broder at 954-473-2648 or visit vortexlegal.com.
So, you know, today I have the pleasure of speaking again with Todd Kazakowski, the co-founder and chief risk officer at ClearSurance. You know, Todd, you know, it was definitely a pleasure last year to have you on the podcast, and I'm looking forward to having another discussion with you here today. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to reconnect and kind of share our stories and our growth from the streets. So it's been great.
Absolutely. So hey, Todd, I'm glad that you had a chance to join me last year on the podcast. But for those that aren't aware of you or ClearSurance, you know, if you don't mind just really quickly talking about yourself and then what ClearSurance is and then what you specifically do for the organization. And then from there, we can set it up to talk about where you are in your evolution now.
Yeah, sure. I'd be happy to. So, you know, ClearSurance is really really focused around being a crowdsourced rating and review platform for insurance consumers. So think TripAdvisor analog for the insurance industry. And, you know, our whole goal is to make insurance more transparent, more simple. Frankly, people don't want to take the time to think about insurance. And so how can we create that easy button for the consumer so that they know that they're getting the right coverage with the right carrier and feel good about and confident about their decision? And so it starts by actually asking all of the people that buy insurance, right, in cataloging their experiences and having an organized way to take that information and turn it back for the user, for the customer themselves, to make their insurance experience more valuable. And at the same time, take all of that information and provide insights and guidance to carriers, insurance companies, on how they can improve their offerings to the market, help with conversion, help with acquisition, and most importantly, help with service.
You know, absolutely. So, you know, if you don't mind, you know, just talk to me a little bit about, you know, what ClearSurance have been up to since this time last year when we last spoke.
Sure, be happy to. So if you recall, we had started this business in December of 2016. It was co-founded by myself and Michael Crow. Michael and I had been introduced by a mutual friend, and it was really kind of incubated off of a concept of, you know, why couldn't we create a more transparent process for buying insurance? Because we felt it was still very much opaque. And, you know, most people buy insurance from one of three ways. It's usually, it may be direct with their carrier, certainly with their with an agent or a broker, or maybe they use an online aggregator or a tool out there to buy. And so we just felt, you know, each of those different methodologies, there's certainly nothing wrong with them. But, you know, the question is, are they offering the most transparent choice for consumers when looking at their needs? And so also, you know, going back when we started this, the question was, well, if I were to read a review about insurance, what was currently out there was overwhelmingly negative, right? And so it was very, very focused typically often on the claims process or settlement that went wrong, or maybe it was, you know, kind of vetted feedback around an agent or a broker that didn't serve a customer well. And so when you looked online, you saw all of these other kind of what I would call, you know, ratings and review, not even ratings, really just review platforms out there that were really becoming more like venting platforms without really much guidance. And we said, you know, we could do a better job and frankly capture a more holistic picture of the journey that a customer makes when buying insurance. And we were able to do that. And so when we launched the business, it was a guess as to whether people would even take the time to write an insurance review. It wasn't travel. It wasn't about my job, or it wasn't about a hotel or a restaurant. It wasn't really, frankly, anything sexy. So I'm not saying that insurance isn't sexy, but you know, it really wasn't that. And so would people come and take the time to leave a valuable kind of insurance experience? And what we found is they would. And so we ran an experiment. We had a few hundred folks come back in December of 2016. And that grew till April of 2017 to just over 10,000 reviews. And the feedback was overwhelmingly positive. It was 80% positive, primarily because people were now being asked about their entire insurance experience and what that rainbow of experiences are like, whether they're buying and learning about insurance to when they have a claim or maybe it's a billing issue, all the way out to renewals. So we were able to complete a much broader understanding of what the experience was. So today, the update is of course, we've now grown to well over 130,000 reviews on insurance, which is, I think, quickly becoming the largest, if you will, database or site for independent insurance reviews. And in parallel, we have reviews on now over 500 insurance companies. More than half of them have engaged in the platform in some capacity. We have over now 102 insurance companies that have subscribed to the platform that are responding, they're listening to reviews, writing feedback, and they're actively now promoting their ClearSurance score, as well as collecting and driving more reviews with their customers. So it's been a pretty profound change in our overall growth in just really, frankly, less than a year. And on top of that, we've been able to grow the amount of, kind of, or what I would call organic traffic to the site, which we'll talk about. But it's been a really remarkable growth.
Yeah, I could absolutely see that. You know, just from this time last year when you and I originally spoke, it seems to have been really tremendous. And you know, even as I'm talking to others across the industry, you know, they're talking about, you know, what they're getting from ClearSurance, and if there's a score that's associated with their organization, and that's almost starting to become, and I don't want to say almost, right? Because with the amount of reviews that you all have gotten and so far, and also with the amount of insurance organizations that you have reviews on, you know, that's actually starting to become that score of choice. You know, so much so to the point, you know, very recently where you entered almost, you know, the InsurTech versus the incumbent fray around publishing that consumer data for Lemonade versus State Farm. You know, there was a feud that was happening from that regard. And I guess you could consider it a feud or, you know, maybe friendly competition, right? But what, in essence, what that saw was it saw Lemonade's ranking and score outpaced that of State Farm. Now, we know that the data on Lemonade it probably wasn't as statistically significant in terms of the amount of people that might do a review on that organization. But nonetheless, you showed that the score was actually outpacing that of an incumbent. So, you know, I guess I'd like to just from you learn a little bit more about that. And then also, you know, what exactly did you learn from the data? And then not only the data, but from that engagement between what occurred with organizations that are using your platform for scoring?
Yeah, it's a terrific question. And, you know, really, this is where when you're building a company and something like this happens, it really... I hate to say it's free marketing, but it is, and in a good way. I think in a positive, constructive way. We were excited. A little context: State Farm had recently aired a television commercial, and they were poking fun at new technology companies, new insurance tech entrants, and particularly it was around the use of bots and artificial intelligence to manage and process claims. And so, you know, frankly, the commercial. In my mind, this kind of robo agent was pretty funny. I actually saw the commercial. I was laughing about it. And, what I thought was really fascinating was Daniel Schreiber, who the CEO of Lemonade, had responded. And he said, look, you know, you can make fun of what we're doing, but by the way, our scores are actually beating you. we get the fact that you're a big national company, but here we are, and we're loving the fact that our scores are actually outranking State Farm, and it's the clear assurance score. And yes, to be absolutely fair, you know, Lemonade has a percentage of what State Farm has in terms of insurance reviews. However, when you dissect the data and you look at the context of what we were analyzing, it's based on several factors. It's company rating, it's the buying process, it's the customer service, the claim service, the price, and the renewal process. And so it became pretty obvious when we started looking at the data, it was overwhelmingly in favor of Lemonade. And they still continue to really outrank most of the industry right now for those factors. Clearly more is to be learned from the experience. It had created quite a bit of buzz. And of course, we had in the course of a couple days, thousands of folks on the site looking and comparing. But more importantly, too, they were also beginning to look at other insurance companies. So they were looking at top performers versus household brands. So in early of this year, or actually late last year, we published kind of the 2018 rankings based on, at that time, it was about 40,000 consumer reviews that were left in 2017 as to who were the best ranked. And there was a company, New Jersey Manufacturers, that had really, frankly, just shined when it came to car insurance. They beat USAA, they beat Amica and Shelter and a bunch of others. And so, you know, it caused both us and the market to look and say, okay, well, there are some other brands out there that are not widely known. They're not spending clearly the marketing and advertising dollars that bigger nationals are doing, but they're offering really good service. And so we kind of continued in that vein to collect feedback. And of course, smaller regional carriers, super regional carriers caught on to this, and they recognized that their scores were also outranking some of the big nationals, and felt positive about it, and of course started to engage in the platform to promote their scores. And getting back to your question of, you know, what does that mean to both, what does that mean to the market? Well, when you have a local regional carrier that is promoting their score, it's causing a higher level of engagement. In fact, when we see a score next to, say, a quote, or even simply published online as a third-party independent score, it's creating a 12x increase in overall engagement. So that's a pretty profound impact to an insurance company. And you know, if I think the value there is that it's an independent, unbiased score, right? I think the equivalent that people are beginning to share, and we're excited by this, is, you know, it's almost like a Moody's score. You know, in the financial industry, it's the analog for insurance, or maybe it's the Good Housekeeping seal of approval, but we feel really confident in the feedback that we're getting from from our customers and from the consumers online who are sharing their insurance experiences.
You know, I think that transparency is actually changing the discourse around, you know, really getting a good understanding of what how these insurance organizations are ranking and performing against each other. So, you know, even this Lemonade State Farm, you know, friendly competition that's occurred, to your point, you know, it really, you know, caused individuals from across the sphere, you know, policyholders and others to go and figure out how these national companies and national organizations are doing in comparison to some of the startups. And you hear a lot about these startup organizations like Lemonade and the way that they're impacting the customer experience and so on. You know, and that is really sort of driving, from my perspective at least, you know, what a lot of new policyholders are looking for in their comparison between an incumbent and a company like that. You know, so to that point, you know, you talked a little bit about NJM, New Jersey Manufacturers, and them getting into the auto space and you know, what they're doing in auto isn't, you know, they haven't really done that for a significant amount of time because their core value proposition was in workers' compensation for a very long time, right? So now if they're launching into the auto space and they're doing something right, you know, based on the reviews that they're getting, what me as a competitor would say, okay, well, what exactly, you know, what are their policyholders saying about their capabilities, and you know, how can I dissect that information to make myself more competitive towards a New Jersey Manufacturers or an NJM or any other carrier that's out there. So Todd, you know, I'm wondering, you know, are there carriers that are now taking the data that you all are collecting from across the sphere, not just within that individual carrier, and then using it as a part of their strategy to be competitive with others that they're competing against? Or, you know, how does that work? Are you all even, you know, monetizing the ability to do that as a part of your value proposition?
Yeah, it's a great question. So yes, the short answer is yes, we are now monetizing with insurance companies where they take their data and get benchmarks and comparisons. And I think part of this, so the formula for us is that we're able to look at, in a structured way, we're able to collect data from insurance consumers in a very normalized kind of scientific approach. So by doing that, we have it creates a very simple benchmark for us to be able to measure responses from consumers from one carrier versus another. They're using the same form, they're using the same kind of approach of how we're collecting the data, and so it allows for us to set up a good benchmark. And our scientific research team, this is what they've been doing for years, so this is nothing new for them. So we feel really great about their research methods. And it's providing insights from, especially from the review comments. So when we look at the what we call the unstructured text that's typically often left in a review, we have algorithms that analyze that and look at propensities of certain words and then how that cross-correlates to different segments of, say, shopping behavior or behavioral economics. So how does rate and price affect one insurance company versus another? What's the claim experience like versus one another? Coverage policies, the speed of service and response, the ease of service, the how helpful are the agents or the customer service reps? What about a rate increase? What does that do to feedback? Or how does an agent perform? Or overall, what's the use of, how many times do people say peace of mind or love? Or maybe there's a weather-related incident, right? There's a lot of data that we can collect and benchmark that, and it provides some amazing insights for both service response and overall understanding of how the market is viewing your brand. And when they think of your brand, what are they thinking about? What are the top kind of words that come to mind, both when you assist, meaning you give logos or words that might describe a particular brand, versus when you don't? And so there's a lot of data there that we can capture. And it feeds back into actually just the previous discussion. When you have, you know, top performer carriers versus, say, what I would call household brands, right? The big nationals like the Geicos, the Allstates, the Progressives, the State Farms, right? The top performers may be ones that not everyone is familiar with. Now, certainly, I think a lot of us in the industry know about Amica, but not actually everyone knows, or Cincinnati, or American National, or Auto Owners, right? They're not, you know, as big of brands. And, you know, why is it that some of those are performing so highly versus, say, household brands? And so, you know, part of it is we often find that some, based on the data, it's affinity groups, it's loyal customers. There's a better sense of more helpfulness from on behalf of some, especially the mutual groups. We've seen this quite a bit. They're more focused on their policyholders than their shareholders. So therefore, they become more service oriented. Top-rated companies have more loyal customers, obviously. So there's more promoters and advocates that are going to promote that brand. And they're more likely to tell their friends and their family about how satisfied they are with their insurance company. So conversely, you have national brands. You know, most of these companies tend to be publicly traded, you know, and they're very growth focused. Again, nothing wrong with that. It's just it's a very different model altogether. We've also received feedback from our customers that car insurance rates, for example, tend to be lower for those companies initially, but then when they deploy a rate increase, you know, they'll deploy a rate increase, you know, in subsequent years. So you kind of bait and switch to some extent. And I don't want to say it's true of all of them, but we certainly have read about lots of these stories and data points. And that's one thing if you get a few of them. It's another thing, as you know, when you start to get thousands of them and can then cross-correlate that. So that's, you know, some of the lessons that we've been learning. And we've got lessons across each of the different policy lines, right? So whether it's auto or homeowners, renters, whether it's in certain geo-targeted markets, especially even after cat events like the hurricanes that we've had, we can see response levels change relative to different markets, to different carriers, to different zip codes. We can tell you on a street address how certain consumers are doing and which carriers have really come to address the households on that street. So we can get very detailed with the data.
Yeah, and I could imagine, you know, with the detail that you all are getting from the data, that could potentially drive, you know, more individuals to be interested in what you all are providing, you know, not only from a data perspective, but also with the policyholders as well, you know, as they start to see your score out there and what you all are, you know, providing from the perspective of potentially the carrier that they're with, you know, want to engage in the platform that you all have provided. So, you know, to that point, you know, you all have seen a tremendous amount, you know, ClearSurance has seen a tremendous amount of organic growth as well. So if you don't mind, Todd, you know, just talk to me about, you know, what you're seeing from that regards and then how that actually started to materialize over the last year or so.
Yeah. So yeah, it's great. And, you know, again, I'm amazed that when you can build a site, when you can build a platform and leverage content that is meaningful and provides a sense of guidance that, you know, we're not trying to push any one carrier agenda over another. We're just simply letting the data talk for itself and letting consumers make a self-educated, self-directed decision. And so when you leverage educational and user-generated content to help consumers make that kind of quick, informed purchasing decision, you've got to believe that more people are going to come because they're going to hear about it from others. And so when you let consumers natively choose the insurance providers that are, frankly, bidding for their business without some type of time-consuming process or a high-pressure sales tactic, which, you know, just sometimes feels very commonplace in the industry, frankly. You know, there's a lot of sites that are kind of traditional lead gen. And that experience for customers, you know, has been written about both on our website, but also shared, and they sometimes feel abused in the process. So when you can match a consumer's buying preference to an insurance provider with what they, you know, the risk that they want, and more importantly, can make it transparent, you know, you then have a you know, nice match. And so, you know, this is something new for us because the first part of our lifespan was to, of course, collect content, generate analysis on that content so that we can create new content that's adding value and help people shop. The second part of this is now helping them through their customer journey and in a self-directed way buy insurance. And so from that, we've been able to leverage literally over 100 different relationships with carriers on our site, as well as really terrific partnerships, groups like CoverHound, where now they are publishing our score alongside the different carriers that they are quoting from. And so it's wonderful because you know, you talk to and really just absolutely think the world of Keith Moore. Keith is the CEO at CoverHound. I believe you've probably run into him a few times too. And you can't go to a conference without seeing Keith. He's a rock star. So you know, his experience is fascinating because he was at LendingTree and he shared the experience of what it meant when they showed an independent score at LendingTree next to a price quote and it increased overall conversion. And we could do it with, again, a third party score versus your own kind of biased score that you might be able to create. And that happens all the time. You see it on so many sites. You know, when you do it the right way, it absolutely leads to conversion. And so from our world and our experience and what we're already seeing, we're seeing conversion rates as much as 33% higher when you can show a score next to a brand. And that becomes not just a tool, but frankly, a weapon for carriers to be able to use with their independent agent network. So they have received time and time again feedback from independent agents in their distribution network who are saying, look, we want to be able to recommend your brand and sell your product or your policy service. But here's the thing, your price is so much higher, but your service is also so much higher. So help me position your brand over the known brands that consumers are aware of that they see on TV. Help me help them. And so, you know, by showing an independent score like this and saying, hey, the agent, don't take my word for it. Here, go to the third party site, go to this carrier that's using ClearAssurance. You can see, you can read through their reviews, you can read through the collected feedback. That becomes the source of validation right there.
You know, I wanna make sure that I understand the way that the engagement or the partnership that you all have announced with CoverHound is. I just wanna make sure I understand that. And by the way, you know, congratulations on that partnership. I know it was rolled out just a couple of months ago. Now, you know, so CoverHound being a digital agency, as you're aware in terms of what they do, you know, they will get a quote in through the digital channels and then they'll provide a listing of carriers that they may partner with. It could be a Hiscox or other carriers, either a quote or a range of quotes from the individual carriers. You know, is CoverHound using your score in a way that pairs up the score of the carriers that they're partnering with the quote, or are they using it in a different way?
No, they're actually very, very transparent. They will display the score right alongside the brand so that they're selling. So, and again, it's being very fair and very honest with consumers that are engaging. And it's a pretty strong value proposition for consumers, right? They see an independent rating, it's unbiased, and at the same time, you know, they can look at what they feel is the wisdom of the crowd, right? So it's leading to that sense of trust. And groups like CoverHound, and frankly, there's now quite a few that are recognizing, hey, we need to get ahead of this because it can actually really help with our acquisition.
Yeah, I think, okay, so I absolutely think that makes a lot of sense, right? So CoverHound works, as you're aware, across all lines of business, right? And especially as you're working in a line like workers' compensation that's highly regulatory driven, and the quotes that may be presented may not be material different from a pricing perspective. I believe that a score, an independent third-party score, could make all the difference as to whether or not the policyholder is going to bind with one carrier versus another carrier. You know, so that really creates a value proposition for the way that ClearAssurance score is being used in regards to how CoverHound is leveraging it in a way that really is transforming the way that policyholders could think about the insurance industry and who they decide to go with within the insurance space in terms of binding their coverage. Now, you know, with that said, you know, that partnership, it really enhances the proliferation of insurtech. So, you know, I consider you all as an insurtech, and of course, CoverHound is an insurtech or an insurance technology organization that's really capitalizing on the new customer expectations and what the customer is experiencing from a digital perspective. Now, you know, with that said, you know, do you all see yourselves more in line with the insurtechs that are new in this space,
Or do you still see a lot of value in what you all provide to the incumbent carriers as well? Because it does really seem like the insurtechs have taken a hold to the scoring model and what you all put on the table as a part of the product that you're engaging with companies like Lemonade and Coverhound and some of the others. So you know, how do you see yourselves in both sphere of the incumbent sphere as well as the insurtech area?
Yeah, it's such a great question. It feels like a little bit of multiple personality disorder as an insurtech. But it honestly is a great differentiator about our business and our business model, because on one end, we are truly focused and mission focused around the customer that comes to our site and really wants to learn about all these brands. And, you know, when I look at the brands that are on our site and that we have under subscription, there are insure techs that are being rated and reviewed and using our tools to collect reviews. And so that includes companies like Root and Hippo and ClearCover and Metromile and of course Lemonade and Quilt and Swift and, you know, you name it. So that's a really good group of probably about a dozen or so insure techs, right, that are, they're actively using it. Then you've got, you know, the, what I would call the online sellers like the Coverhounds and the Compares, the Quilt Wizards. You've got regional carriers from Bankers to Aspire to Tower Hill and Security First, all the way up to super regionals like Gamesco or Infinity, Shelter, right? These are, you know, great companies, Safeco. And then you've got the big nationals like the Liberty Mutuals, the AmFams, the Allstates, the AAAs. So they're all on this platform and they're all caring about really a couple of key things. We can help them with getting their brand out there, and frankly, in most cases, their brand is known in their markets, but getting their independent score out there associated to their brand, and that's the key. Because when you do a search for many of these companies, you're coming across other websites and all of the complaints and the vetting, like I mentioned before. So getting ahead of that and sharing real customer feedback across the whole value chain is what's really valuable for these carriers. And I think for them too, it's about building brand confidence. It's about certainly acquiring new customers. And we've become, maybe back to your point about being an insurtech and being maybe to some extent another distribution opportunity for carriers. We have become that new spot, I think, for carriers to engage, because our shoppers that come to our site are very educated, they're motivated, they're learning, they're taking the time to read, and at the same time then engaging, and that's what's leading to the higher conversion rates that we're seeing on the site. The other thing too, from a pure tech standpoint, is that while your brand may be out there and your carrier proposition might be out there, by leveraging ClearSurance, the content that we're generating, even if you're not, we're actually outranking many of the other websites, and actually in 75% of the carriers that are on clearsurance.com today, they're showing up on the first page of search, which, as you know, is such a hard thing to do in the insurance industry. You're paying for it typically through display ads and advertising on sites like Google. So to be able to rank on the first page all through really strong SEO muscle, laying down strong content, and creating a valuable kind of profile page for each insurance company, it's really leveraged their brand in a great way. And so that's why they're engaging. So, you know, on one end, we've got this mission with consumers. Absolutely. That's the hallmark of what we are about at ClearSurance and being creating a great service for our shoppers. And then at the same time, creating some unbelievable insight for carriers. They just don't get that insight from the current existing data that they have in-house. And as a result, it's made its way all the way up into the boardrooms for many of these carriers, because it's a new set of data that they can leverage and use, and it's not in a vacuum. It's being ranked and benchmarked against other brands.
Yeah, so you know, I could absolutely see how that plays out, but you know, I just wonder, you know, especially as you all, to the point that we made a little bit earlier, are really being taken on by a lot of the insurtechs out there that you mentioned, like Root and some of the others. But you know, from an incumbent incumbent carrier perspective, you know, if you don't mind, just talk a little bit about the inroads that you all are making with incumbent carriers.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So, like I mentioned, with now over 100 carriers in the platform, the data that we're collecting is pretty fascinating. So, you know, I think at first, and it's fair to say, when we first started the market just a little over a year and a half, 2 years ago, carriers were looking at us as kind of scratching their heads as to, you know, what is this brand and what are we doing? And it's pretty hard to turn away when now you do a search for, Gainsgo reviews, Gainsgo insurance reviews, and we're ranking on the first page. And so as a result, you know, their marketing departments have engaged. They've claimed their profile. They'll start to listen and read the reviews. And then they may want to engage deeper to look at things like buying behavior or maybe comparing loyalty or the volume of interactions on our site or communications. And what do the communications say that they can get gain from it? You made a really fascinating point before about how, you know, how reviews make a difference in acquisition. And so relative to, say, CoverHound or to others, and we mentioned this before, we did a study with over close to now, I think about 1,000 consumers. And we actually created a fictitious company called GoUS. And we gave the side-by-side comparison of GoUS relative to both national carriers and regionals. And, you know, and what was so fascinating, we said, okay, let's make their score higher. And with some reviews, we'll put the scores slightly lower and they'll have more reviews. And it will be, you know, relative to the, say, national brands, right? So here's a unknown company, and consumers would flock to that because the scores were higher or the reviews were more meaningful, and it had a profound impact in their overall assessment as to who they might engage with. And so in some cases, some consumers were even going as far as saying, hey, I think I've heard of this GoUS. These guys are really good. So, you know, it goes to the point that reviews matter. And where you and how you source those reviews make a big difference. So, you know, the carriers have respected that. I think for the last 5 years, maybe even longer, I think there was this kind of wait and see. And, you know, that's typical, I think, in this industry. Let's wait and see about how we use a certain technology. And so when reviews started to come, carriers recognized, well, we got to do something, but we're not really quite sure where our policy is going to be. What's our compliance around this? Because if we respond, are we now liable to, you know, now backing up what we're saying? Or, you know, what does that mean to what we say and how we use these platforms? And so there was a lot of apprehension in the market. And then when they realized that there were companies like ourselves who started to come into the market that could help track and generate reviews and do it in a way that, you know, frankly, is consistent with what they would see from their user base in terms of their analysis, there was much more credibility. And then, frankly, when we started to look at how we were collecting feedback across, like I said, the entire customer journey and being able to have a much more scientific approach to what that review data showed, it allowed them to kind of up their service and their overall marketing efforts. And so, you know, great examples of this. I look at companies like a new company like Root, which is looking to try to get consumers to download their app. So they've created a link. They've added a link to their profile page on ClearAssurance. They went from, you know, what I shouldn't probably share direct numbers, but they grew by a significant, what I could say, well over 1,000% or more in the number of kind of downloads for their app. So they were, you know, extremely pleased. At the same time, you have kind of what I would call the incumbents, to your point, companies like Allstate or Liberty Mutual, who, you know, would certainly, I think, have a fair mind to say, look, we're going to wait and see. They actually took it by storm. They started to respond to reviews. Liberty Mutual is a great example of a company that not only started to respond to reviews, they had a very personalized approach with responding to those reviews and what they learned. And it's what we've seen validated in business studies. And you know, recently one was published in the Harvard Business Review. If you respond to reviews, you're more likely to improve your overall, your customer service scores. And sure enough, their ClearAssurance score started to go up higher and higher month after month and started to actually then outrank other carriers because consumers were much more careful about how they chose and ranked the carrier, knowing that they're going to respond and really want to figure out, okay, what's the real feedback? What's the real story behind what you're sharing here? And what they found was, in fact, much better engagement. Consumers really wanted to share really good early insights to their service. They learned about their billing. They learned about how to respond to consumers at certain times. So it absolutely does, in fact, make a difference for the kind of entrenched carriers as well.
Yeah, you know, I see a lot of elements of behavioral sciences that's being taken into consideration here where, you know, number one, from an acquisition perspective with the scoring model, you know, that with that being paired with a quote, for an example, and people seeing that would then create, you know, the want to align yourselves or to get a policy, get coverage from those with a higher score. And then to the point that you made in regards to the response, being responsive and responding to the score, you know, I think that what that does is it really gives those carriers an incentive to ensure that they take the opportunity to respond and then also to manage the scores, right? Because that way, you know, and during that responsive process, you know, what I see it is that now the carriers aren't just turning a blind eye to what their policyholders and what their customers are saying, but they're actually taking it into consideration and then potentially making the changes that those policyholders are hoping to see as a part of the process of engaging with those carriers. So, you know, there is absolutely something to be said about, you know, actually managing the process and taking, you know, what your policyholders and your customers are saying into consideration, because being made aware of something and then actively engaging in that change will really then, you know, drive a different perspective of how our customers can see the carriers that they're working with. You know, so I can absolutely see why that, you know, managing the responses would cause an improvement in the score, you know, and I can see how that links to behavioral sciences as well. You know, so Todd, just thinking about the future of ClearSurance, you know, what do you see going on over the next year? So I know we thought about this last year, but what do you see happening over the next year? And, you know, are you all looking at, you know, going live with other potential partners like you've done with CoverHound and some others?
Yeah, it's a great question. So a lot is coming down the pipeline. So first and foremost, we are still so hyper-focused about driving traffic to our site. And what I'm so pleased to be able to say and see is that we're driving organic earned traffic to our site 97% month over month, right? So it's a pretty profound, significant growth that we're seeing. And you know, I think what that's again leading to is creating good content that's adding real value to consumers in their shopping experience. So content is one. Traffic is certainly the next part. Where we're heading ultimately will be moving towards looking at enhancing our APIs that we publish for data. So, you know, we have APIs already today that carriers can load into their website, so they can download that, they can publish their scores, they can feature reviews, they can collect more reviews through our widgets. So making those tools even easier for carriers to deploy and use, along with additional ways to run their own reports and drive analysis, is really part of our product roadmap, as well as beginning to look at early solutions around agents and brokers. So being able to collect and generate reviews for agents and brokers out there and publishing benchmarks on service and distribution networks, not just for the agent to know about in terms of how they rate and rank, but actually for the carriers who really want to understand their distribution network better. How do my agents and how do my independent agents rate and rank relative to one another? And where can I find some operational efficiencies through the data that's being generated from a crowdsourced platform like ClearSurance? And so those are a couple of key areas where we'll be focused. It's always about, you know, enhancing the user experience. How do we make it simpler? How do we make it easy? How do we make it more transparent and value-adding? And so it always starts there. And then everything that we add to the product roadmap complements that experience for the customer. And so if we're building solutions for carriers, it's because it's to help them drive a great service offering and a product offering but it ultimately has to complement the user experience for the customer, that it's going to add value for them too, as the shopper and as the buyer and purchaser of the insurance product.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. You know, so hey, Todd, you know, I just want to say thank you for taking the time to talk to me again. You know, I am very excited about the tremendous amount of growth and a tremendous amount of value that you all have shown this industry, just even since the last time that we spoke. You know, so if new listeners or folks want to get in contact with you or even learn much more about what you all are doing with ClearAssurance, you know, what's the best way for me to get them to your organization?
Absolutely. So my email address is easy enough. It's just Todd, T-O-D-D, at clearassurance.com. Would love to speak and connect with anyone that's interested in learning, whether it's about the insurance side of this, whether it's about the tech side of this. This is what we love. And, you know, we wake up each day, and for me, you know, this, and for Mike, you know, both of us have done this independently now. This is each our sixth company in startup land. So, you know, between the two of us, we've had about a dozen companies with 8 different exits. And so this is what we love to do, and it's about solving problems. So happy to hear from anyone that's thinking about InsurTech or already in InsurTech, wants to explore more. You know, we'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely. Well, hey, Todd, once again, thank you. I truly appreciate it. And I look forward to keeping up with what you all are doing. And hopefully we can do this this time next year as well.
Let's do it. Thank you so much. And thanks for the opportunity to share the update.
Hey, everyone. Thank you once again for listening to the Insurance Innovators Unscripted podcast. Now, I love bringing people to the podcast that we've spoken to see their progression, especially as they're looking to transform the insurance industry. You know, so ClearAssurance is a prime example of the success that comes from partnering and enabling the carrier channel and also the independent agency channel. So, you know, I hope you got a lot out of it. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.